This is Al Jazeera. These are the top stories. Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of blowing up a major dam, sparking warnings of severe flooding in Russian-controlled territory downstream in the region of Kherson. Water levels have risen by 10 metres in the area. People are being evacuated from surrounding villages. Investigators have arrived at the site of India's worst train crash in decades. Preliminary findings pointed to a signalling system error as the cause of the accident on Friday. A criminal inquiry has been launched. At least 275 people were killed. Iran has unveiled what it says is its first domestically made hypersonic ballistic missile. Named Fata, it was revealed at a ceremony attended by President Ibrahim Raisi and top commanders of the Revolutionary Guard. Hypersonic missiles can fly on a complex trajectory at least five times faster than the speed of sound. That makes it difficult for them to be intercepted. Kuwait is holding its second parliamentary election in a year as it tries to resolve a long-running political crisis. The snap vote was called by the Crown Prince last month after he dissolved parliament. Friction between the ruling family and MPs has caused political paralysis and stalled reforms. Kosovo's prime minister has held talks with EU and US representatives after days of unrest. The EU envoy presented proposals to de-escalate tensions and hold new elections in northern Kosovo. Violence broke out last month after the installation of ethnic Albanian mayors in Serb-majority areas. And Britain's Prince Harry is set to testify in a London court in his civil case against Mirror Group Newspapers, the parent company of the Daily Mirror. He'll be the first royal to enter the witness box since 1890. The prince alleges more than 100 articles published contained information obtained through illegal means, such as phone hacking.